The measure would prevent government bodies from increasing their tax revenue faster than the consumer price index goes up. There would be an exception to let local governments account for growth, but there would be no exempting fees like those for garbage collection or other services. West Bend Republican Senator Glenn Grothman says it's different than the so-called Taxpayers' Bill of Rights that Wisconsin lawmakers considered last session. Colorado voters recently put their own version of Tabor on hold after living under it for a decade. That plan had the effect of ratcheting down school funding in tough budget years. Grothman says this one's more flexible.
It has the biggest impact when the economy is booming, okay? Because when the economy is booming, it's when it's easiest for the politicians to grab more money.
This plan would make it tougher to do that. Tax revenue that exceeds the growth in the price of consumer goods and services would either be placed in a rainy day fund or refunded to taxpayers. Republican leaders say it's hard to say what the exact implications will be. If recent history is any guide, Assembly Speaker John Gard of Peshtigo says it would limit revenue hikes by up to 4%. He thinks that's a fair restriction.
If you're growing in the neighborhood of 4%, there's a lot of people whose income is not growing that fast.
The last time spending controls were seriously debated in the legislature, they were assailed by legions of critics. Most were groups or individuals who rely on government funding. They worried the plan could hurt police, firefighters, road builders, hospitals, and schools. This proposal is unlikely to soothe many of those groups' concerns. Craig Thompson of the Wisconsin Counties Association says it's not much different than the last version.
There's some different caveats to it, but we're basically taking a formula, placing it in our Constitution, saying that spending at all of these levels has to stay within that. And that's really the crux of what Tabor was in the first place.
There were also those who felt the last GOP plan did not go far enough. Bellevue Republican Assemblyman Frank Lassay has pushed for government spending limits for almost a decade, but came out against the ones considered by the Senate a year and a half ago. He's on board with this new proposal because he thinks it drives at the right goal.
We're going to ask the legislature to limit our ability to reach deeper in people's pockets without asking. And that's a hard thing to do.
There would be ways around the limits in a crunch. A vote by the full legislature, along with the statewide referendum, could temporarily rescind them if they create problems. Local governments could hold their own referenda to accomplish the same goal. Barring that, governments would have to keep in line, regardless of what happens to costs for things like health care or heating. Assembly co-sponsor Jeff Wood of Chippewa Falls says it's all right if that means the government can hire fewer employees.
If you believe that government creates more jobs than the private sector, then yes, this would cost jobs. But if you believe that jobs are created by the private sector and not the government, then having more money in the private sector will lead to more economic activity, greater job growth, higher wages, and eventually, in the long run, even more tax revenue for the government to run its programs.
Republican leaders say they hope to pass this plan sometime this spring. It would then need to pass the legislature again next year before it could go before voters. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.